Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
506, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is September the 11th, 2025, and we have a lot that we're talking about. Every year since this happened, so 24 years... I've done a special show. I remember, as I mentioned to you, being there September the 11th, 2001. I was doing mornings in Las Vegas. We had a brand new baby. I was exhausted and PO'd, frankly, because there was nothing going on in the news. And I didn't know how I was going to get through the morning. I was out late at a Monday night football party. And wound up being on the air for the better part of, I think, 18 hours straight. Might have been more than that. Didn't get home for 4 days, 5 days. I mean, it was a long time. It was a long time. But it's different. And I think it's important to continue telling these stories. Because, again, we have an entire generation that, this situation didn't happen during their lifetime. And then we also have this assassination of Charlie Kirk, which is causing a lot of us in this broadcast community to say, well, you know, maybe this isn't worth it, right? Seriously, it's a big discussion right now, just so you know. Anyway, I will tell you that my dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, has insight on certainly the murder of Charlie Kirk. I want to get him weigh in on that, and also reflections on September the 11th. It's just one of those things. We're always thrilled when Jimmy can join us, and he's always so kind to join us on September the 11th each and every year. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, good to be with you. And I've been listening in today on the show, and you've done a masterful job of weaving in anecdotes and kind of telling the story. I mean, we all certainly have a story about 9/11, and it's so difficult to believe it's almost a quarter century ago. And Jeff, I mean, to think that on the eve of the 24th anniversary of one of the darkest days in our country's history, someone was shot and killed ostensibly for their ideological or political views. The same reason or the same thinking and reasoning behind the terrorists who flew planes into the trade towers and into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and into the Pentagon. It's that same perverse notion that just because you think differently from me, you don't deserve to live. And it just, gosh, I mean, last night the news hit me like a gut punch, the same way it did you, that could have happened on the eve of the anniversary of one of the most sacred days in our country's history.
It is, Yeah, the gut punch. That's the best way to describe it. It's a gut punch to deal with the anniversary. And as you say, it's almost a quarter of a century ago. I mean, we had new agencies created. We're talking about this. You know, this whole Department of Homeland Security was stood up as a result of September the 11th, 2001. And we now have guys who and gals who have put in their time. They're retired. They've been retired from DHS for a couple of years now. And some of... our children or grandchildren, right? They have never lived in a world where the World Trade Centers ever existed. They don't know it.
Yeah, I think it, you know, 9/11 2001 kind of holds the same same position in our minds and in our beings and souls that, you know, the JFK assassination in 1963 did for my parents' generation, our parents' generation. So
that's right.
It's the more distance in time that you know goes on and spaces us out from the event. You know, it's like December 7th, 1941, and the Pearl Harbor attack, a day that will live in infamy, as FDR so eloquently put it. We can't forget that, and we can't forget 9/11. And then to put a finer point on what you were saying just a minute ago, we really need to do some soul searching and find out how something so horrific as what happened to Charlie Kirk yesterday, a guy who always argued, hey, let's meet in the center square. You bring your ideas, I'll bring my ideas. We'll roll up our sleeves, not to resort to fisticuffs or fighting or violence, but we will argue and debate this and let the best idea win. For that then to be considered such an awful human being that somebody felt it was important enough to snuff his life out, the father of two young girls. Jeff, it's heart-wrenching.
Jimmy, let's start there, because we just got an update, I don't know, maybe an hour ago, that Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, is apparently headed out to Salt Lake City, and there was a briefing that was supposed to take place that's now been pushed back because we're being told, I think the quote was, rapid developments. I think that's the language that was used. So what does that tell you as a retired supervisory special agent?
Well, first of all, Jeff, it's a real tough needle to thread when you're in a position as an FBI official or a law enforcement official, and you're threading the needle. You're trying to decide when and how much information to release. And I think the director got it wrong yesterday when he jumped the gun and announced that there was a suspect in custody, and then had to walk it back and say, no, it was a person of interest. And, you know, a person of interest is a different definition. And then the person of interest was released, and then someone else was taken into custody and also released. So I think they're going to be super, super careful on this. We can read the tea leaves and think, well, my goodness, this has got to be some big news. Look, Jeff, I say this all the time. There are no perfect crimes. Mm. And this individual, no matter how much pre-planning, and everybody's talking about what a, you know, professional hit this was, which is all garbage. He had a hunting rifle with a scope on it, and he was, you know, shooting at a defenseless target, you know, less than two football fields away. I mean, even a mediocre shooter, a weekend shooter, an avid hunter could make that shot.
Right.
But the way that he kind of evaporated into thin air so soon after the shot cracked, you know, has people thinking, oh my gosh, we're never going to catch this guy. Look, there's a ton of evidence that they harvested at the site, on the rooftop. Obviously, there's been some still images that you were referring to that have been released. The FBI is doing that for crowdsourcing purposes, for somebody to, quote unquote, see something, say something. And, Jeff, I'm confident they'll catch him if they haven't already closed in on him already. But I'm hoping, like you and everybody else, that there'll be a big announcement about this sometime today. But, yeah, I'm unsure. It might just be more information being put out to help the public, you know, support in this effort as to apprehend this person.
Jimmy, thank you for talking about the mechanics of the shooting as well, because as per usual, God bless him, there are a million conspiracies that pop up in a split second. Somebody somewhere is going to, and then they describe it. This is clearly a professional hit. This is somebody. And I'm thinking, no, wait a minute. This is a guy who goes hunting, perhaps. Or if you have that type of rifle, and we apparently have recovered it, they've recovered it, and you have that caliber scope on it, I'm sorry, you didn't necessarily get picked for sniper school. That is not the most difficult or challenging shot, as you just pointed out. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and Jeff, you were describing earlier, you know, the trauma of taking a look with your wife at the video that's been released of Charlie Kirk in his last moments. And I agree. As soon as I saw it, I've seen men bleed out from nicks in the neck. And to see the amount of blood and everything, you knew that this was not going to be a wound he was going to recover from. But I don't believe, and I don't have any inside information, but I don't believe that the shooter was targeting the neck. I think he was aiming center mass, and yep. You know, because of you know, mistakes in windage and elevation with his sighting, and obviously gravity and loss of velocity in the round when it cracks out of the barrel. All those things, you know, just, you know, conspired to have this shot land where it did. Look, it was a miracle on July 13, 2024, when the president was simply nicked in the ear from somebody in a similar situation in a similar perch.
That's right.
In this instance, you know, just the worst possible confluence of events could make it to be the perfect shot in that, you know, somebody that I don't believe was well-trained. I don't believe it was a trained assassin or somebody that had military, you know, military history or something like that. But hopefully we'll find that out. And hopefully these images that have been released by the FBI, somebody's going to know this guy, have seen this guy, and law enforcement will put their hands on him soon.
Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. Jimmy, let us talk about September the 11th, 2001. Let's talk about the FBI agents who lost their lives. I mean, you guys from the Bureau, it seems every couple of months I get some sort of a release that says this particular man or woman serving as a special agent was there at 9/11. They've now succumbed to some sort of a cancer as a result of the toxins they breathed in. I mean, the death continues.
Yeah, it's really sad. I think, you know, about a lot of the folks that I work with down there at the pile is what was referred to the trade towers when they had collapsed. And I'd be remiss, Jeff, if I didn't mention two people, Special Agent in Charge John O'Neill, who had retired from the FBI just a week earlier and taken the position as Chief of Security for the World Trade Center, who perished that morning. John was a great guy. He was he led the counterterrorism division for the New York office, and he was the guy that first warned America about bin Laden. He took him seriously, and he sounded the horn, and it's just a shame that he ended up dying because of the terrorist diabolical plot. And a second was Lenny Hatton, who was a Marine who left the Marine Corps to join the FBI and was a special agent bomb technician and worked and was in a squad on the same floor I was on at 26 Federal Plaza. And both of them were crushed in the rubble of the towers. And, you know, those are just two stories. Everyone's got a story. Everybody in some way knows somebody touched by what happened at the Pentagon or what happened in Shanksville or what happened on 9/11. And, you know, I hope that years and years and years from now, we'll never let those memories fade, Jeff. It's important that we keep their names out front. We never forget their sacrifice.
Tell us what you were doing 9/11, Jimmy.
Well, you know, again, you talk about, you know, timing and luck and this, that, and the other. I was normally down in 26 Federal Plaza, which is about 8 blocks away from the World Trade Center, every morning around 7 o'clock to work out. I was on a drug squad at the time, working in Manhattan up in Washington Heights, targeting, you know, folks that were selling, you know, powdered cocaine and black tar heroin. And that morning, I had a dental appointment planned, and it was in Queens. So the appointment was later. I got a later start. I was living in upstate New York at the time, and I got a later start. And when the first plane hit, I immediately rerouted. By that time, you know, then the second plane hit, and by the time I was crossing the Brooklyn Bridge and jumped out of my car. People were screaming over the bridge. The South Tower came down. And so just, you know, I, like you said, I knew Lenny Hatton and I knew John O'Neill. I'm certain I would have been down there where they were. And if not for traffic and if not for a dental appointment that morning, it's amazing. You hear some of the stories of people that were booked on those flights that flew into the towers or flew into the Pentagon and changed at the last minute. God's will, I guess, and, you know, fate, whatever you want to call it, but that's the way it works.
You think about that, Jimmy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How many folks, just like you, they were delayed in traffic. They missed their train. When they missed their train, they were PO. They're, man, I'm not getting to the office. And it was the best thing that ever happened to them. Somebody somewhere said, oh, you know, this tie doesn't go with this shirt. Let me turn around. I'm just going to have to be a couple of seconds late. Or you got the phone call that delayed you. It really was just so, just a bizarre situation to realize that traffic jam probably saved your life. It's just incredible.
Absolutely. And Jeff, days like today kind of bring it back to you. I mean, it was a Tuesday morning. It's been described, and obviously people have seen videos, the New York footage of the planes flying into the towers and what it looked like. But it was a cloudless sky. It was so blue. And just the remembrance of that, the sights, the sounds, the smell. I mean, lower Manhattan, I mean, is still recovering from the effects of 9/11. Yes, we've rebuilt the Freedom Tower, and it stands 1,776 feet tall. Yes, we've put a memorial down there to all those who perished in the Trade Towers. Yes, Wall Street is recovered, and yes, real estate is recovered, but still parts of all of us, I think, and I don't think he needed to be standing there amongst the rubble to have this kind of reflection, know that our world's changed. Just, you know, there's no way to calculate how much they changed, and that day and what it means to all of us. And, you know, it's the old saying, Jeff, the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And we're thankful that we've got men and women that are standing on the front lines to this day. To keep us safe, and we thank him, and you do a great job of that in your radio show.
Well, you were very kind, Jimmy. Jimmy, I always appreciate you being here. I know you know that. I just like to remind you of that, and we will talk again soon. Let's figure out a good way to work baseball or football or something that.
News reached me up here in New York that, I mean, I know you have 1,000 different menu items named after you, as well you should, but news has reached me up here in New York that there is now actually a Jeff Katz hot dog.
That's true.
And you know, coming from up here in New York and appreciating a good Coney Island Nathan's hot dog, I'm going to need to make a trip down there and take a gander at that thing and see if it holds up.
All right. Well, the challenge is accepted, my friend. You place the bun of challenge down, and I am picking it up and filling it with that Nathan's dog. You get your G's down here, and we will absolutely do that. You're a good man, and I always appreciate it. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent for the FBI. And yes, when next he ventures south, we are going to be headed over to the Texas Inn. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a road trip. We'll hit all four Texas Inn locations throughout Virginia, have the cat's dog at each one. You know, with the cat's dog at the Texas Inn, chunk of that given to the Special Olympics of Virginia. So go and eat a lot of hot dogs. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.